Simply Done, the podcast network.
What's going on here?
Hey, man.
What is this about? I don't trust you.
I need to apologize for last week.
Okay, just please sit down.
Okay.
Why do we want to apologize before the show? It's our fans you need to apologize to.
Gosh. I don't know why he's got it. Well, yeah, I do. I definitely do.
What's that?
Well, he's got his head down and his arms crossed.
Well, I understand why he does. I think everybody's that way, and we'll get to that probably during the show. Mole, you okay?
Yeah, no. Hey, Dan, no. You and I are awesome.
Right off the bat, thank you. Mole.
What's up, Dan?
Have you ever heard this song before?
Oh, the one from the beginning of our show?
That's it.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Don Barris.
I'm all Dan's friend.
I'm Scary Perry, the third guy. I guess I'm Don. Don Barris' business acquaintance / associate / friend. Mary Jane's business acquaintance / friend. And the third guy's business acquaintance.
Oh, jeez, you are heartless.
Heartless?
This is a guy.
The way you fucking treated me last week.
Treated you last week?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh,
really.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. you mean how after an entire evening, an entire journey, an entire odyssey, I punched you in the face at the final thing. I took my fist and I punched you in the face.
Can I say this? I made a Vine video of that.
I didn't punch you.
Thank you, Dan.
And people said.
Oh, you didn't. I'm going in to hug you, as I had my arm
my finger one, accidentally poked you in the eye.
Oh, really? Or was it that as I go in to hug you and say, like, what a night. We made this incredible journey together. We're like the Warriors arriving in Coney Island. And you know what? Come out to play. Bam! In my face.
Perry, let me just say this. I put the Vine video up. I've never seen more people comment on anything that I've ever done. And everyone has said it's an act of terrorism that you committed on Mole.
Thank you.
An act of terrorism. Bullshit.
Well, what a fucking lie.
I'm going to tell you this. First of all, I was told to have you read this before the show started. You were supposed to read this at the top of the show. So before we get into anything else, I believe this is from the desk of the bosses upstairs. If you'd please read this.
Yes, sir. Let me see if I have my stuff with me.
I want you to read that.
I will, but I want to make sure that my thing is in the pocket. Okay. From the desk of the bosses upstairs.
Will you look at the letter instead of trying to do something else? You can look later.
All right. From the desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, after last week's unprofessional behavior of the three of you, we are very close to pulling this podcast off the air. Mole, you attacked the driver in the van we rented.
Accident.
Leaving him unconscious.
Accident.
Then you, by a legal definition, stole the van to take on a joyride. This can't happen again. That means you now are no longer allowed to use your death grip or steal anything company we hire.
Come on.
Mole, I think that they're right.
You hear me?
That became dangerous.
You hear me? You want me to read that again?
Let me ask you a question. What if? Just let me ask you a question.
What if?
Let me ask you a
question. Let him ask the question.
What if we end up doing a show and we got to do a podcast in Hawaii, okay? We're in Hawaii. We're with some guy who's taking us on a boat. We find a treasure. He turns out to be a bad guy. They're like, oh my God, Mole, do the death grip on him, make him drop the sword.
Shut up.
I see what he's saying.
And then I'm not allowed to do it.
Wait a second.
That's different.
Okay, hold
Pop
on.
Quiz,
That's
shot.
Different altogether.
So what do I do?
Okay.
Do I
all right, Mole.
Different altogether.
Perry, stop.
How is that different?
Mole, from now on, if we are in Hawaii and we're driving around, cruising around, and there's a guy that's driving us that happens to be the bad guy, you may use your death grip. On that.
Scaremaster agreed?
That's of course a different situation.
But do
which
I get...
means yes.
Okay,
agreed.
You. Okay.
Okay.
Now, next paragraph. Perry, you are an out of control animal, and we are beginning to understand why Don will be retiring from the Big Three at the end of the year. You attacked Don, and your reason was that he was putting tape on you. Not a good reason. Oh, fuck. Not a good reason, Scaremaster. Then after trying to punch Don, while he tried to hold you back, you bit him. Completely unprofessional, and Don would have every right to beat the fuck out of you. But wait, and hide after the... But wait. You hide beyond behind the broken neck of yours. Don't hit me after I hit you because I have a broken neck. You really are a pussy. Yeah, thanks.
That's
fuck
from
off.
The boss is upstairs.
Don, we thank you for not hitting Perry, but we're also upset with you.
A what?
You are in charge and you allowed all of the
Say it.
It says you are in charge and you allowed all of the two happen. Period.
All of it allowed it to happen, I believe it says right there.
Well,
I see it.
Why did Dan do it?
You are in charge and you allowed all
You allowed it to happen.
You're in the charge.
You need to have better control of this show. We need to see professionalism.
Talking to the mic.
You need to see professionalism or else we're pulling the plug on this show. The three of you are on our last chance. ... Oh, and as we've said before, you should be watching your steps. We definitely are the bosses upstairs.
They definitely are the bosses upstairs, or they definitely are watching the steps? Which one?
Do you need me to read the last paragraph again?
No, just are they definitely the boss upstairs, or are they definitely watching our steps?
Let me read the last paragraph again.
Just the last thing. The last six words.
Okay. The three of you are on our last chance. ... Oh, and as we said before, you should be watching your steps. ... We definitely are. The boss is upstairs. Mr. B?
I guess we all learned a lesson there, huh?
Well, it says that
Scare Master, you got something you want to say?
I want to apologize again to Don for biting him and going off last week. But I have no apology to make to you.
Really? So you can just punch me in the face?
No, I did not punch you.
Hostile work environment. Hostile work environment.
You drove around town like it was no big fucking deal.
You are creating a hostile work environment.
I have court tomorrow. That's happening this coming Monday, which is tomorrow.
And I got you court shorts.
Asshole.
I got you court shorts. I got you new court shorts.
You got me new.
He did do that.
Court shorts.
You didn't wear them?
Court shorts. Your last shorts are all ripped. You can't wear those to court. I got you new court shorts. And because
you don't wear shorts in a courtroom, period.
Oh, really? Really, Scaremaster?
Yeah, really, Noel.
Dan, where'd you get that dog? Whoa, hold on a second. Dan, where'd you get that dog?
That's a cute baby shih tzu.
Don't curse. Don't curse.
It's not a shih tzu.
What's it called?
Stop cursing.
I don't know, but it's not a shih tzu.
The lapso apso.
I'll just tell you this. I found this. I know who owns it. And if they want it back, they're going to pay.
Is that like a little kid's dog?
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, it's a. That's
nice. Look what I did.
Oh, Scaremaster. Look at you. Look at Scaremaster. He's trying to pray to it.
I'm just drinking water.
You're praying to the dog.
Don't pray to this dog. Don't make it a Javajo. This is an innocent dog. It's a puppy.
Look at you. Immediately, you start praying to the dog. That's amazing.
What?
You prayed to the dog. Don't
I'm
do it.
I'm not praying.
Stop.
I don't want you
just
to talk to the
dog.
I don't even look at it. I put on a Snow White outfit so it would look cute. Do you think it looks adorable, Mole? Oh,
it's really nice.
Hey, little dwarves, where are you?
Can I see it?
Yeah, you can hold it, of course.
Whoa.
Let's make it into a bong.
No, you can't.
Don't make it
into a bong.
Hi, doggy. Scaremaster, look at you. And lo, it came unto the scare master.
You want to do
a Hail Scary?
You are so blasphemous, I'm out of here.
Hail Scary, I'm full of dogs.
This is your first time you quit today.
Well, I'm out of here because of the way you guys are being so blasphemous.
Oh, really? What? Because you're going to punch me in the face again?
No, you're talking against God.
Hostile work environment.
You are talking
hostile
against God.
Hey, guys, we're not going to talk religion.
It's a dog.
This is a show about our personal life and pop culture. It is not a show about religion. This is a little Snow White dog, and I'm just saying, you are not allowed to touch it, and please don't pray to it.
I don't want it to become a Javajo. I'm not praying to your fucking dog, you fucking moron.
I'm a fucking moron.
Yeah.
What is this bad attitude? Perry, I'm telling you. I'm not liking it.
I don't like the fact that you guys think that I pray to dogs.
What are you doing? Are you trying to set the dog on fire?
Yeah, he wants to set the dog on fire. Look at him.
Here, Mole, give me the dog.
No, man, smoke it.
Give me the dog.
Hey, let me tell you something about this dog. Scaremaster.
What?
You want to do a quick prayer to it? Just a quick prayer?
No, because I don't pray to dogs.
Want to do an R. Fido?
I don't know
how you do that.
R. Fido.
Our Fido, what else do we
Who
say?
Who art in
heaven.
In Javajo heaven.
Javajo will be thy name. And in sickness and health, worship the dog excrement that we give to thee in the name of Javajo.
Scaremaster, help him out here. Just jump in anytime.
I'm not really sure about
this prayer.
Give
him one thing. Give him an actual thing.
Perry, here's where you get a chance to talk about something and make sense.
And
you
want to
make a joke out of it?
Mistakes.
Yeah. All right, you're not going to set the dog on fire. Come here.
Because you morons are talking shit about the religious belief I have, I'm saying zero.
The rest of the show?
No.
Oh, just until
you stop talking about praying to a dog. Jehovah God is not a dog. Number one. Jehovah God created all things.
Well, this is Snow White, the adorable dog.
You ever dress up your Javajo dog god like a
like
Snow
Christ
White?
Or something?
You ever dress him up like a Snow White dog?
Number one, I won't own another dog.
What about Pebbles? What about your little dog Freckles? What about Pickles? Come on. What about your little doggy dog that you used to fill your belly button up with sour cream?
Yeah, remember that one?
What?
You used to go, come here, Freckles.
By the way.
And then you woke up.
You had a Pomeranian, remember? A toy poodle?
A toy poodle until I was 7 years old. From when I was born.
Daisy?
Until I was 7 years old. And then it got a goiter on its neck.
What was goiter dog's name? Cricket.
Do you have any pictures
what
of
was
Cricket?
It?
I think people would like to see Cricket. Put enough of those pictures of that fucking car wreck that you were in that some people are now
How
claiming
you
wasn't
put
real.
A picture of the sauerkraut eating cricket dog on
There's
there.
Only one picture of my fucking of the
it's
fucking
up
cutlass
there constantly.
It's in my fucking website, asshole.
I'm not an asshole. Why are you so fucking
why are you morons getting in my face?
What do I do?
Aye.
You punched
me in
the face.
You sounded like Ricky
dude.
Ricardo.
I accidentally poked you in the eye.
You bit my hand. You bit my hand.
And I bit you because of the way you guys were attacking me.
Did you hear the show? I was putting tape on your coat and you took a swing at me. And I tried
to
stop you.
And
you went ballistic.
Last week, number one. And you were taping me up like I was a fucking maniac.
Let me tell you something. That attitude's going to end the show. Even Mole's manager, TB, said, hey, this has got to stop. Or it's over.
Is that right? He told me the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. I got the same thing.
Too bad.
Okay. Do you want to end?
TB is his name. Too bad.
Oh, that's.
He thinks he's too bad.
That's not nice.
Well, too bad. Too bad.
That's that Caramello humor that we've grown to
Caramello
love.
Caramello.
You were joking about this whole thing then the entire time? Did you see what he did?
Too
Mole?
Bad. Too Amazing. Bad.
Well, you know what? Now's the time. Now is the part of the show where you, the listener at home, you get to be part of this. This is a little thing we like to call the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Yeah, Scaremaster. How do you know all the words to that?
you really did do a good job. Now, if you've never heard the show before, this is where you, the listener at home, you can get your comments right on the air. You know, we don't like long letters. The shorter, the better. But to get to your point right away, you send $10 along with your thoughts on a piece of paper, and you send that $10 to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, we don't have a lot of them today. Yes, Perry.
Why is it always $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris? Why couldn't there be $10 shout-out, care of Walter Malininski, or $10 shout-out,
okay,
care of
you,
Scary
Perry? Okay, you want an answer?
You know what? People did send money to me, and you know what I did with them? I brought them to Dan. I go, here, Dan.
Yeah.
And whenever I get them, I go, like, because sometimes people accidentally. But you get them all the time, people say.
I've only been
them all the time. I've that guy sent $10,000 and you sent
nobody all trusts
the money.
You. Nobody trusts you.
I was only sent one $10 shout out. And that was
week?
Like 3 weeks ago.
This week you only got one.
I don't have anything this week.
How about when Vince sends you those ones that tell you that I don't speak into the microphone close enough?
Why did he do that?
He's got really things going on.
That guy's a bore. He's a total fucking bore. I went to this party recently. I'm there. Great party.
Yep.
All of a sudden, I think people saw Vince. Within 15 minutes, most people are gone. He's a bore. Anyway, let me read this first one. To the fabulous Pervy Caravello. Thank you for the invitation to your chili carvedelli.
Oh.
What?
But I must decline. I'm busy here in Oklahoma with my male prostituting. However, I will jerk and suck the secret ingredient out of you during the surprise Italian sausage sleepover suck-off competition next time I'm in town. I heard apartment 202 is becoming available soon at the...
Thank you.
By the way, don't write down his address because I'm not saying that.
Right, we go.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, and then that way we get off.
Stand by, show us how we do it.
No, a little more like this.
I don't live near him anymore.
Okay.
Oh, where do you live now? Did you move already?
I'm moving. Oh. I don't have a new
place
yet.
When is the moving party?
There is not.
Why don't you let us come over?
Shut up, motherfucker!
DVDs. I'll move the award. The trophies.
There is no moving party.
I'll move your mom's credenza.
There's no moving party.
Number
I'm
one.
Come over this week.
Number two.
Dan and I are going to come over. I'm going to bring
number one.
What day is Quincy,
there is no
the
moving party. Number two.
We got to get fans to come over.
I'm finding my new apartment. Have no clue where I'm going yet.
Okay.
There's too much fucking
damage. So
the fans
can come over.
There is too much
fans
fucking
can move
damage.
Stuff.
At the goddamn
stuff.
Shut your mouth! Shut your fucking mouth! You want me to beat the fucking cocksucking shit out of you now?
Fans can move stuff.
Get a picture of the drool coming out of his mouth. Oh, let him shoot that.
Fix the microphone. Scaremaster, fans can move your CDs and your DVDs. This is a chance for people to get in and really see your stuff, and they can touch your stuff. And put in boxes and move your stuff in those boxes to your new apartment.
Just the same way.
They can know where your apartment is, and that way they'll know where your old apartment was.
The exact same way John Lennon got killed.
How's that?
Somebody found some fucking fan.
A movie party?
Some fucking fan found out where John Lennon lived, stalked the shit out of John Lennon. Found out, you know, where he's going.
But you got to admit.
And he got killed.
But you're,
I don't want anybody to know where the fuck I live ever again.
Yeah, but then if they know where you live, they can help you move your
then
stuff over.
Then if they know
there.
Where I live, they can fucking have me killed.
But they don't know where you live. How are they going to help move your stuff over there?
I like the option where people are allowed to touch the stuff before they pack
Listen,
it.
Listen, people go over to... Because they know where that is, okay? They fill a box up with your CDs and your DVDs and your paperwork and all your court documents, okay? They get to check that stuff out. Then they put it in their car. They drive it over to your new apartment. They need
Maybe
to know where the new apartment
it.
Is so that they can bring over your stuff.
Maybe a group of people could read court documents of Barry's. That would be interesting reading.
True, Scaremaster.
All right, let me finish with this. Can I finish with this, Barry? Scaremaster, can I finish the letter?
Finish the letter.
Okay. I heard that apartment 202 is becoming available soon. I'm
just say at your address.
Oh, that's an easier way than doing it that way. All right, let me read this again. I heard Department 202 is becoming available soon at...
I said just say at the address.
Oh, that's true, you did. Soon at the address. So if I move in there, I plan to circle around the floor so I can hang my... Wait a second. He wants to hang his cock through your ceiling.
Oh, he likes you.
That must be a pretty big dick if you can put it all the way through the ceiling. I will attach a mistletoe for my cock so you can be reminded of the time in 1992 when you did that unmentionable act. Just thinking of the sausage competition and can't wait to run my tongue around your asshole where I'll give you that BJ and hand job that sends you across the moon. After you climax, we can kick back on the floor butt naked, covered with your semen. This guy's really writing graphic bullshit. And if I'm not mistaken, you're not even gay.
Thank you.
Never admitted it.
Never will ever have been. Never in my life will I experience anything like that again.
All right, so to finish this, after you climax, we can kick back on your floor, butt naked, covered in your semen, and enjoy some chocolate milkshakes until you're ready for round 2, 3, and 4. We will scrape and save all our semen for brewing chili in the future, and we could... Wow, do you do that?
Reading.
We should send away any leftover semen for that ass baby research that will make you aware of any unknown retarded gypsy children in the world. He closes it. Touchy-feely. That's nice. Michael Nicholson.
Never heard of him.
Neither have I. And by the way, I don't think it's fair to take Michael, Perry is not gay, and you guys kind of come on hard on him for that.
Thank you, Don, for...
And it's getting a little tiresome, I'll tell you.
I'm disgusted with you.
How do you think I feel? You've ever thought about that?
You know what's going to be very eye-opening to people is when people are moving his stuff, they're going to see that there's not a lot of gay stuff. It's mostly
not
like...
Not a lot of what?
There's not... When people are moving your personal stuff and putting it into boxes, okay? Going over your house, putting in milk crates, putting it in the back of their car so they could drive it over to your new apartment, they're going to see that you don't have a lot of gay
stuff. Nobody is coming over for anything.
They are for the moving party. Here we
go. No, they're not.
Dear Big Three, my name is William Howard Taft, president of the private detective firm Uncovering Secrets Association, USA for short. My agency is currently working closely with the Boston Police, FBI, and the ATF on the ongoing investigation of the Boston Marathon attacks. Oh, I don't know if I... Okay, well, we'll tread carefully.
Yeah,
okay.
If anybody... Because I'll tell you this. If I can say one thing, and I really mean this. Actually, you know... It was a terrible thing, but we actually know somebody, kind of a weird thing. There's a girl over at the Comedy Store. Her cousins, they went there as a family, all these cousins, and they took a picture, like a group shot from across the street. In that group shot were the guys that did the bombing, and they lost limbs. They lost their legs and all this. They were right there. And by the time this airs... a week this past Monday, she had a benefit over at the Comedy Store. This isn't a joke, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and basically William's saying that they found a third suspect, and it looks like he had a fedora and long, greasy gray hair and out of shape, and looks like...
It's not me.
They're saying...
That's what they're saying, though.
Oh, God.
He does point out that Terrifying Tim was hated by the Scaremaster to attack his hometown.
And he's back in Boston.
He was stopping
right now.
Nothing to see.
You know that for a fact. You've talked to him.
He killed Terrifying Tim himself.
Terrifying
All
Tim
signs
is not
point
dead.
To filthy Jabba.
He died
scary,
in the Sea of Japan.
This time, the lying gypsy dog worshipper's gone too far in picking up where Hugh A. Craig III left off. Someone has to take Perry down before he attacks this great nation again. Scaremaster.
Artie Lang.
No, that's from William Howard Taft.
That's not Artie Lang.
But Scaremaster, you hate Beantown so much, man.
I don't hate Beantown.
Beantown Heat?
I don't hate.
Beantown Heat, you're the
big
one.
Big fucking deep.
The only
look,
thing that really he loves look. Is
Who
Terrifying Tim's
Boston?
Logo.
Boston? I've got friends from Boston.
Yeah.
Which ones? Name 10.
Dale Bozio. Name 10.
Dale Bozio.
Dale Bozio's been a longtime friend since 1980.
I don't believe that.
Friend with benefits?
You don't believe Dale and Terry Bozio? Well,
I don't believe that
divorced.
They're your friends. No, I don't.
Dale and I have been friends for years.
I think that you've seen this person before and you call them your friend, but you're not really their friend.
Well, you're more lovers, but you're more lovers. Lovers are friends.
I would almost say that if she saw you in a lineup and was given $1 million to say your name, I don't think she'd know your name.
She might forget my last name, but she'll remember my first.
How would she know your first?
She knows me.
How?
Let's start off with 1980.
Okay. 1980.
1980. They came to Palm, the original band of Oingo Boingo, excuse me, Missing Persons, came out to Palm Springs. Sure, of course. Did a concert at a small club called Bronco Billy's in Cathedral City.
Sure, who doesn't remember that?
They did
if you remember, you weren't there, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, stupid fuck, shut your mouth.
Why did I do?
You're opening your mouth while I'm trying to explain a fucking story.
You're talking about Cathedral City, cathedral, praying, worship, dog. That thing
steal
that's
from a fucking
here.
Hero. It really sickens me, and I got to get this off my chest. You stole Terrifying Tim's logo and put it on your T-shirt.
So fucking what? It's only a fucking picture of a
it
head.
Doesn't matter. It was his fucking logo.
Big
he
deal.
Dies.
Of all things, the most trademarked litigious lunatic. You take Terrifying Tim's actual logo.
What a fucking
and try to co-opt it to be your own.
Okay, we have one last letter here. Let me get.
Let
to
him
this.
Sue me then. Let him sue me.
You're going to fuck with the Perpetic and Kennedy family?
Oh, yeah. Goddamn right I am.
I hope
why?
You get sued. I hope
why?
You get sued.
Well, why don't you come
why?
Up with
why? Because they stole from me.
What'd they steal from you?
The fucking name. They tried to compete against me to be Stone Fury, to fucking open up a skateboard company and make it as good, if not better, than mine.
But so they did. They made it so good that you stole their idea.
Yeah.
I only stole.
So it was better.
I only stole.
But it was
picture.
Better. But it was better.
It's not better.
The
it's
picture
just...
was better than your picture.
10 times better.
Just whatever. Admit it. Just go. It was better.
All
so
right,
I took his thing.
It's a. It's
it was
cuter,
better than yours.
Cuter,
you stole from a dead man.
A
you picked the bones of a dead man.
He's not a dead man. He's a punk and he's still in Boston.
You better hope the guy doesn't come back to life, man.
He's a punk and he's back in Boston.
All right, let me read this last letter.
Read the last letter.
Dear Big Three, last week that dirtbag Javajo gypsy said that he moved from his apartment just like I predicted he would. Then I went over to his place and found out that he lied and he was still living there just like I predicted he would.
Who the fuck is this? Dimitri Moreland?
No, let me read
on. Or Huey Crit III?
They both like you.
May
I give
on?
A fuck. Finish
May
reading.
I read on?
Finish reading.
I've commented before how I hate this lying piece of shit. I hate him because of his fake disability scams, the trail
it's
of people
fake.
That he's murdered with no mercy, because he's just a racist, homophobic, misogynistic nut job that will never change. This is a short list of reasons why I hate him, and I now have another reason to add to that list. Last week's mistreatment of Don was typical, but disgusting at the same time. Where could someone take a punch at and then bite somebody that would clearly beat the fuck out of him and get away with it? Only in Perry's world. That's the same world that someone would register a name like the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, forget to pay it to keep the name, and then claim that the name is still his when somebody else buys the name.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm really glad I bought this precious name of his show. I'm really glad that I gave it to you, Don, to use in any way you want. And I don't think Perry has ever denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and former worker.
Craig III.
You got it. Former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
I'm going to the Van Nuys courthouse after court tomorrow. I'll do it downtown then. I'll go to the register's office downtown because I'm in court tomorrow. And I'm going to check to see if that Huey Punk has got my
then do
name,
it. Then do it.
And then I'm going to re-register my business.
Well, if not, then what do I do with it? I own it now.
You don't own it.
He gave it to me. Did he not, Mole?
He did. Like
you went to law school,
ago.
Didn't you?
I didn't pass the bar completely. Oh, not. I went for like this federal thing. Anyway, listen, I got a lot of stuff. John Grisham, anyway. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Let me just close out the $10 shout-out real
Go
quick.
Go for it.
And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
What were you saying now, Mole? I'm sorry.
Listen, I like to party as much as anybody, but Scaremaster, what is going on, man? First off, when is the moving party? And
there is no fucking moving party!
How about this? Pizza.
Number one.
Pizza.
Shut
pizza.
Up!
I'm bringing pizza.
I need to find
I'm
a fucking
the pizza.
Place to live.
All right, let's find it together. I do too.
It's not a bad idea.
Why don't we both Christ. Find a place together, dude? Honestly.
I can't
idea.
Live with you.
Why not? We put our money together.
I
we
could
can
never
get a good
live
place
with you.
Together.
Why do you
I
say that?
I would fucking murder you
We'll
is
put
what
our
I would
money
do.
Together. We'll
Why
get
do you
a really
say
nice
that?
Place.
Even as a joke. Get a nice place on the beach. Your money's together. Think of that. Be chick central.
Let's put our money together and get a place together, okay?
It'll never happen.
You
Why
know
not?
What?
I would never want. I would never live with you.
Why?
How about this? How does this
I
sound?
I can't stand Perry, you.
Perry, can I throw another suggestion at you?
Suggest what you want. And
all right.
See what
I'm hardly
Hold
there
on.
Anyway.
Hold on. Let me just say this. We take your money. We take your money. I get involved. The
like
three of us
so
live
far.
Together.
I like it so far.
We get a house and a beach.
I can't do it.
Why?
Why?
Because number one, being in my situation, I can't live with you. I can't live with
Why?
You. Why? Because you guys make a ton of fucking money.
I don't matter.
That
the
means
brokest
I,
of anybody.
That means that
I'm
means,
the brokest of anybody.
Jack off!
I need the $10 shout out money more than anybody. First off.
What are you staring
okay?
at the ceiling for? Why are you staring at the ceiling?
Look.
I'm looking.
Look.
I'm looking, I said.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Right, now, please.
I'm looking and I'm listening.
Please, do not say a fucking word until I am done.
Who are you talking
to? I'm talking the mole. If you open your mouth, I shut it, and then I'm done talking. I'm done talking. There's no more comments to be made. You piece of fuck. All right? I can't live with anybody due to the fact
that... First off, what did I do?
What are you doing? Are you really not talking?
He's talking.
Come
but
on, Perry. Just
I
finish
do?
What you're saying.
And also,
Answer
why can't we live together and get an apartment?
How about the three of us? Getting a house. I'm seeing it on the
beach.
You
have a place, Dan. You have a place. Scaremaster and I both are out of doors. He's got that place that he's got to move out of, right? At...
No, you just say at his current address.
His current address. I've been adrift since I burnt down that second place.
I know.
Quincy won't even let me stay in the pool house anymore. He was letting me stay in my car in the garage. Now I'm in the carport.
Where are you staying now?
He lets me use... I can shower off in the pool house, but I can't stay in there. So I'm just kind of sleeping in the car, in the carport at his house. Scaremaster, go on.
I think what Perry's saying is if he lived with you guys, he's worried that you'd have too much income and they would cut him out of disability. He can't live in a household with anybody with any money, and that's why he can't have a job.
What are you saying, Perry?
I'm saying nothing.
You gotta say something. Is that right, what she said?
Correct.
All right.
What does that mean, though? What do you mean?
Means if you're living under a roof with people
if I
making
live under,
so much
under
money.
Your roof with your income, under your roof with your income,
yeah.
They're going to look at your incomes okay. And they're going to say
Brainstorm, just hit
me.
Perry, listen, please. Before I lose it, you don't sign the lease. Just Mole and I do. We live there. You have the third bedroom. We say it's
Again.
Our pet. We say it's our pet.
Again.
And when they come in the room, they see her. Hair all over the room. They're going to believe that there's a pet in there.
Wait a second. But that would make you not be able to get the do-re-mi from the government dole, right, Scaremaster?
From his
Thank
scam.
You.
He understands this because he's been scamming the government for a long time.
Fuck off, motherfucker!
All that would be cut out immediately.
I haven't scammed nobody! I almost died on December 6, 1979!
Blah, 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 blah.
I spent 3 months in the fucking hospital! Three weeks in a fucking coma. 2 weeks later, I find out my neck's broke.
We didn't know you then.
Who gives a fuck?
Well,
I'm explaining to what happened to me. That's why I get what I get.
Don't get upset. But let me ask you something. When you came out of the coma, did you go straight to a fast food men's room?
What was the first thing you did when
you
woke up from the coma?
I want to have a double-double, and where is the men's room?
Are you not talking again? This is how you handle it. How is this entertaining, Perry?
If I start yelling at you pieces of shit,
that's what we're trying to do. That's what we like.
Why do you gotta yell at a guy?
For your ignorance, because you guys talk like a couple of buffoons.
I'm a buffoon.
If I start yelling again and go off like a maniac, it's gonna be way too nuts.
Water.
Perry, I envy you. Your school days, enjoy them fully. It's the last time in your life no one expects anything from
you. It's true, it's very true.
Is that a phone call? C- Could you send that through for us, please?
Hello, am I the big third caller? Did I win the tickets to the big chili cookout?
Oh, Mr. Adams.
Oh, God.
How are you?
Are we all back in the van this week? Are we in the video van?
No way.
Not this week.
Hey, what a shame. What a shame. I was so hoping that you would swing by and pick me up. I'd like to make one of those videos.
What videos are you talking about?
I'm sorry, but correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the Scaremaster driven around in the video van and picking up confused and curious young men for him to, you know, film?
No.
I was driving the van. Yeah. Was I supposed to be pulling over? We went to the men's room.
Oh, yes. A men's room. Perry's happy hunting grounds.
Ah, Scaremaster. Hey, what else is up, Mr. Adams?
All right, listen, let me tell you what is up.
You're fired, Mr. Adams!
I'm glad you asked.
Shut the fuck up!
I was wondering if anyone had yet decided where they would be summering this season.
I don't know, Reseda's beautiful that time of year.
Well, Reseda does sound delightful, but let me throw something out, all right? I'll be opening up the summer abode in Worcestershire on Salisbury.
Ooh.
How would the big three like to join me?
I'd love to. Is there a place we can perform?
Does that mean we're taking the summer off?
It does indeed.
Awesome.
It's party time.
Whoa. We can't take the summer off, Mr. Adams.
You know something? You're quite right. Quite right, Mr. Barnes. We cannot take the summer off. We need to practice for the big Windy City Heat musical.
Glad you said that.
How about a new tune?
Yes.
Let's do
this. Master tune.
Yes. I think everybody's ready, all right?
You have lyrics?
Mold, pass out those lyrics, and let's get going with this week's Windy City Heat musical tune.
Take it away, Mr. Adams.
Oh, right, Scare Master.
I know this tune, yeah.
Okay, so everyone loosen up. Let's all loosen up. Let's get ourselves ready. Stretching. Are you ready? Scaremaster, are you ready?
Yeah.
I want some real Stone Fury action with this one, all right? Here we go. Stretching out that throat. Really stretch out that throat. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This here is Chi-Town. And my name is Stone.
Sing it, Scaremaster.
Something's brewing.
I can feel it in my bone. Could it be the devil in me? I say it's not the HIV. It's a Windy City heat wave.
Scaremaster.
Burning in my heart. Stone will do whatever it takes to get a movie part.
No, I won't.
Because 20 years ago with What's His Name, I made a mistake with my dumb Italian brain. Needed a SAG voucher, we hit the couch, sir, and little Perry was never the same. 'Cause that's when a man got a hold of me. Is that the way love's supposed to be? It's a Windy City heat wave. Burning in my new shorts. Mo ripped the old ones. I couldn't wear them to court. And here we go, now we're dancing. Yes, getting some good Windy City heatwave action going. We're spinning. Jazz hands. Yes, that's very good, Perry. Give me a clap. One, two. All right. Here we go. Sometimes I'm in my place. It's a filthy disgrace. I'm a gross guy. What a pigsty. Some chili there one of these days for John QA and the other guys. A Windy City heat wave. Now we're doing some yeah. Here we go, spinning. Heat.
Windy City heat wave.
In your seat. What a treat. Brock's getting higher. Big Lou has nice attire. Dancing, spinning. Yeah. And then we're just bending over, looking behind us, saying, yes. Yeah, yes. Yes. Don't pass up this chance. Hit the men's room and take off your pants. Yeah, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Nice one, Mr. Adams.
Remove the address.
Yeah. Thoughts, everyone, thoughts.
Well, besides the address, I think it's a great song.
Can I tell you something, my feelings? May I speak my feelings?
Absolutely.
I feel like poking a hole through the sheet music right now and putting myself into it. Perry, do you agree? Did you love it?
I did not love it.
And can I say something personally between us?
I prefer a meat wave, not
saying.
A heat wave. A meat wave in the latrine. Urinal is minor.
Whatever, dude. Urinal, whatever, whatever. Minor.
Do you get it? Yes.
You know, you just that never asked me for my song. You know, I'm just gonna do it.
Walter, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Love on the Brax. Ain't no big surprise. Pour me some apple cherry with some back.
What are you doing, Mo?
Some stuff. Oh, got nothing to lose.
It's not working.
Oh, please. Just hang please, out with
please,
Big Lou.
Enough, please, 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 please. Walter, please. I just quickly need to ask you something. I need to ask everybody something. Does anybody know why mathematics are so sad?
Perry nope. knows this one. Tell him, Perry.
Tell him, Perry.
Why are mathematics
like you,
so
they
sad?
Got so many problems. It's got so many problems.
Yes, indeed we do. As do we all. As do we all. Many, yeah. many problems. Good morrow, loves. Good morrow. Toodles.
See you, Mr. Adams.
Ciao.
Bye.
Wow.
Words of wisdom, Lloyd.
Too many problems.
Words of wow. wisdom. And now it's time for 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
If you want to dial, not dial, if you want to order.
Dial, like if you dial on an old phone, like, I mean.
What's the matter? You're not talking during your 60 seconds?
He fucking says a word. If he's going to say a word, I'm done.
Do you understand why he's upset about that, Mo?
He said dial.
He did say dial, and I think he's in a bad mood today. Really? I don't know why.
If he opens his fucking mouth when I'm doing 60 seconds, I'm not even saying a fucking word again.
www.scaryperryscape.com.
Exactly. That's the one that we're doing. We're all trying to help you, Scare Master.
You're not trying to help me. You're trying to fuck
everybody. Nobody else gets 60 seconds with Perry. Nobody gets 60 seconds with Mole. No 60 seconds with Don.
Popsicle sticks.
I like popsicle sticks. You get all kinds of sticks. Popsicle sticks, bomb pops.
Look,
push-ups.
I have
favorite good humor.
Stop. And that was 60 seconds with Perry.
WWW.
Perry, you can't do it. You can't do it. Blah 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 blah. You can't do it. You had 60 seconds. We did 60 seconds. You didn't take advantage of that.
How about sexcapades?
How about taking it easy? A lot of people are thinking that the sexcapades are fake. These are made up stories.
Can I say something about sexcapades?
Sure can.
I was talking to some people. I was at a function with the good people from Blue Diamond Almonds, and they have a new
the best
Diamond Almonds. Always organic. Always the best almonds grown right here in California. Blue Diamond Almonds. If you want almonds, you go Blue Diamond. And everyone can tell you that. Scare Master, Dan, Mary Jane, Vince, you know that. Blue Diamond almonds.
I've always heard that.
It doesn't say organic on the package. It is not
Blue
organic.
Diamond is Blue Diamond organic. Is
organic. It does not say organic on the package.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
Organic.
Do you know anything about
organics? Yeah, I know everything about organics.
Orgasms.
I know everything about organics.
Okay. They asked if Scare Master would be interested in working something into sexcapades this week. They have a new strawberry flavored almond.
Ooh.
There you have an unopened pack of that. They're wondering if Scare Master during sexcapades this week can eat 69 strawberry flavored Blue Diamond almond.
Sure he can. Let's do it.
Do you want to try it, Scare Master?
Count out 69. There's probably not even.
I'm going to let you open it. I'm going to let
There's
you control it.
There's not even 69
Oh, so you're
going
to refresh
There is
69. Here.
There is 69.
There is 69 pack in the package?
Yes, but let him open it. Let him open it.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So
Mary Jane, will you,
you
help him open those strawberry almonds?
He's got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Scare Master, you're going to count them?
I'll count them.
I'm going to count them as I eat them.
Are you going to count them out loud, or do you want me to count them?
You can count them out loud as I'm putting them in my mouth.
Zero right now. Zero. The official
zero right
total
now.
Is zero.
But as I let me start my sexcapades, too.
Sexcapades brought to you by strawberry flavored.
Sexcapades. Scary Diamond Perry's almonds. Sexcapades number 27. Brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds, the strawberry version.
Still at zero. Zero
almonds. Roasted almonds. Rich in antioxidants and vitamin E. Thank
to complete the much. Goal, he needs 69 more. 69
All right,
more.
Let's see here. There was
Scare Master, there's 70 almonds in there, so you have to eat the whole bag except for one. So leave one
I'm
in there.
I'm going to eat the whole bag. Fuck that.
No, leave one in
you gotta
there.
Leave
so
one. Got to leave one. We're still at zero.
There was this chick named...
Talking into the mic.
There's
no almonds in your mouth.
No almonds.
There's no
almonds. He's still at zero. 69 to go. To achieve his goal.
Okay, we've got in my hand
Still at zero. The cone is still zero. Things down, dude.
One, two, three.
Here, let me count them.
No.
Want me to feed them to you?
No.
All right.
Mary Jane?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
10 almonds.
Where?
In my hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Really
ten.
Slowing things down.
Really slow.
Ten almonds. Give Mary Jane the almonds and she'll hand them to you 10 at a time.
Okay, put 10 in his mouth. He's chewing. Now read the section.
There was this first, there was this chick named, all right, that's not important.
Talking to the mic.
What is important was that she was this fit beauty queen right off an aerobic class.
Was it Thumper?
Studio. Because like a James Bond movie.
Which one?
Any of them.
Octopussy.
Oh, that's a funny
how often,
name.
On Her Majesty's.
How often do you pick up
Majesty's
a chick?
Secret thing.
That her home and she kicks your ass.
Like Goldfinger, Dr. No.
Remember the James Bond movie with the.
Which was, one? With the lady, who go in that James Bond movie?
Count is at 10 right now.
He's got it.
Yeah.
10 more. Here goes.
This camera, that's just some water.
10, that's 20.
Okay, now. Because, okay. How often do you pick up a chick, take her home, get your ass kicked by this chick, then she apologizes for fucking you and fucking you until you be barely like, or barely walk to just go pee? How often does this happen to you guys? Well, just the other day, about 10 or 15 years ago, back when
still the
I was
is
a grocery
20.
Clerk, this aerobic instructor,
49 away from his
achievement. And I hooked up after a night at TGI Fridays in Woodland Hills, California. And she took me back to her place in the Warner Center Apartments. She was a beautiful 36D2436, streaking brown hair. With, I'm dropping some almonds. Hold on.
There's only 70, so you don't want to have to eat these off the floor. The official count is 20 right now.
Down my throat, the official count is 20.
Do those taste like strawberries at all?
A little bit, not much.
12.
Go, Scare Master, man. Almost. Come on, dude. 12. Get to the part where you blow the dude.
He's at 32 if he completes this mouthful.
Why are you removing them all? I'm
counting.
Okay. And then you're going to hand them to me?
Yes.
Thank you.
32 is the count.
All right. Now, how often do you guys go through this shit?
What's
37
stop?
To complete the goal.
Where you got a
goal.
Chick that you go home with and she beats the fucking shit out of you.
I don't know.
Not that often.
Oh, really?
All right, and then she starts to apologize and shit.
Like you did like to what? Me today?
You still didn't apologize for me for punching me in the face.
Never did.
I didn't punch you.
But think how I feel. He still thinks that I did something wrong.
Thank you, Dan.
When he punched me. He has a crazy mind. Don't be offended, Mo.
Streaking brown hair with some blonde and bright red. Okay, she was as sweet as a candy bar. Until her door
18,
closed, then
18,
the bitch came out.
Bringing the total to 50.
Then the bitch came out.
19 away from the goal.
Okay. Get those fucking clothes off! She
Wait,
said, man,
hold on.
Fucking scared me
put,
a little
put
bit.
Put the almonds in.
Scare Master, what about these?
What these are you talking about?
These nuts!
No, why can't you come? Why can't you come? I fucked you through a complete song! Because she's fucking to music.
All right, how many did you just give him, Mary Jane?
He's at 60.
60, put them all in there. Put them all in so you can chew while doing this. Okay, continue reading. Perry.
Scare Master, read the thing about the lady.
36D chest. She's got a nice rack, okay?
How many is that you just gave to him, Mary Jane? He's got 9 more, so he's at 60. He's about done with 60. He's got 9 more.
Back to her hair. Okay, she was as sweet as a candy bar.
What kind of candy bar?
Like an almond joy, you could tear half and still have a hole.
You got to give a real candy bar.
Sometimes you feel like that.
Sometimes you don't.
I'm eating almond joys, buddy.
I'm Joey. Got real big chocolate chunks, and a coconut too. Mine's got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Ooh.
Now, she was as sweet as a candy bar. That's vanilla chocolate candy bar, or a cherry.
Give a name brand.
Abba Zaba. Whatchamacallit? Do a whatchamacallit.
Now, why can't you come? She's screaming at me. And I'm thinking, what do you mean, can't I come? All we did is fuck the one song. And now you want more? She goes. Then she slaps me in the face and after apologizes because she knows that I had a broken neck problem in the past.
You complain about that thing all the time.
This was, well, at least I'm not complaining about something else.
What else?
This was back in the late 80s that she got on top and rode me like a horse.
Like she struck.
Like a racehorse. Like now, again, she was a natural 36D. What? Because her tits almost gave me a couple of black eyes.
Oh, wait a second. Who were the black guys?
Black eyes.
Which
black
eyes? Why are you so racist?
Eyes.
But what? Well, all of a sudden you're with this lady who's riding with a horse, and there's two black guys now. Talk about the guys, and why were they there again?
There's no guys. Last time
those black guys were there.
There's no pimps there.
The pimps? That's as racist as anything I've ever heard in my life. A black guy can only be a pimp?
Maybe he was a chief justice.
Yeah. Or maybe he invented a cotton gin.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you done?
Am I done?
Are you done with
69 with 69 almonds?
Yes, you ate the 69 almonds.
Are you done with the sextapades?
I'm now down here. All right. Okay, she slapped me. Okay, in the 80s. Then I'm done.
All right, well, that was Perry's sextapades. But I will say this. He did eat 69 strawberry-flavored almonds.
He did. What'd you think of them, Scaremaster?
They're almonds. They were good.
But they tasted like strawberries. How'd that make you feel?
Barely any strawberry.
But what flavor. Did you think about them?
I said they're Blue Diamond almonds. Blue Diamond almonds are good.
They are good.
Mm-hmm.
They're organic.
I did not see the word organic.
What's your favorite thing about organic stuff?
I like it right when you're about to come and that organic comes out of you.
Is that what you like?
Organics. Oh, God.
Explain it to us.
Organics means it's naturally grown. It's
what does that mean? Isn't everything naturally grown?
I'm talking like, for example, when you like for chickens and cows. I'm going to use those two examples.
Okie doke.
Okay.
Thank you.
You don't want to buy a chicken or chickens or even anything that says processed meat.
Chicken says processed on it?
There's packages that say it's processed.
Like I've prostitutes?
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Is that what you're talking about? The prostitutes?
Wrong. Processed.
Explain it.
Processed meaning that these chickens lived in bunched up coops.
Why would they do that?
Because there's assholes out there that...
Why don't they get bigger cars?
Good question, Mo.
Shut up, asshole.
You're the one that said they were in bunched up coops.
Yeah, well, there's people.
Get a sedan.
There's people that own chickens and they have chicken farms.
And that means they're organic?
No, organics are field chickens.
Well, let me ask you this: how about the fine organic food over at What the Huck? That's right, for the finest in Thai cuisine.
Are you sure it's organic over at What the Huck's?
Everything over there is organic. By the way, don't forget this week. Call in for the number 44 and get a 3% discount.
That's mention the big three for a 3% discount at number 44.
And that's 323-654-7952. What the Huck, Perry?
323-654-7952.
Mole. 323-654-7952.
You brought up an excellent point a couple weeks ago, Mole.
The Spanish-speaking audience members who wait the whole show. And I'd like to especially point out, because we recently celebrated a special Cinco de Mayo.
Last Sunday.
And so for all our we want to wish everybody a
happy
muy bien Cinco de Mayo.
If you could have some pesos, what would you rather have? uno or dos pesos? Dos, because dos is more.
Es muy gigantic problema.
Cucaracha la
bomba. Uno, dos, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho.
What about the three? What was the three? You went uno, dos, cuatro.
Uno. What is number three in Spanish?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Tres, there tres. You go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho.
We are the grande tres.
Sí.
El grande face? Oh, is I'm that not sitting on nobody's face.
Oh, that's funny. Look at the way your mind works. It was going one direction. You took it down another avenue. That was funny as hell.
Can I talk to you guys about something that's really been bothering me?
Absolutely, Mo.
I saw a documentary the other day, and I got a thing about it on the TV. It was on TNT. It was about this ship that fell upside down called the Poseidon Adventure.
Poseidon Adventure.
Okay. Now, these people were in a boat, and there were cameras there. The boat was upside down. Everybody died except for a couple of people. I think we should make a movie out of these people's true story. And okay. We could all play different parts in the Poseidon Adventure if we made a movie out of it.
Could I make a comment on that?
Because it's a real story. Yes.
Do you mind if I make a comment? Two things. One's good and one's bad. I think that would be an excellent movie.
That's the bad news.
That's the good news. I think it'd be an excellent movie. The three of us on a boat together. I think people feel safe with.
How much more do you want, God? How much more do you want? How many more lives must you take? How many? You're just and Dan's up there just pulling the wheel to let to get the steam things to stop going.
Okay. All right. I'm saying that people would believe us as heroes if we're in a movie together.
They believe that now.
Right. And here's the bad thing about that. That wasn't a true story.
There's got to be more than after.
She really loved her brother.
Who did?
That singer.
Karen Carpenter?
No, that wasn't Karen
Marie
Carpenter.
McGovern.
It wasn't, well, the girl that supposedly was singing in this
morning after. Yeah, it's beautiful.
She loved her brother more than anything, and when he died, that was one of the sad parts of the movie.
It did?
Okay, but that wasn't a...
It's not too late.
Anyway, I think it's time, because I see by the clock on the wall that we got to wrap this thing up pretty quick, and the way we're going to wrap it up is with quite possibly the best darn thing that we do on the show, even though I'm still... I have to admit, this part of the show scares me a lot. We've got the history of Perry biting my nipple in one episode. And
it starts where I bit your nipple.
Yeah, and you've...
I bit your finger.
No, that was just during...
I haven't removed your arm yet.
Okay, that's all very funny. Anyway, I'm a little afraid to do this, Mole, and I'll tell you the truth. Not only...
Because of what happens.
Because of the violence, and also because Perry's terrible at this. But
I'm not terrible at anything.
It is time, once again, for a little thing we like to call... Mole play.
Yeah.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Thanks, dudes.
Anyway, if you've never heard the show before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole will come up with some sort of scenario. He'll base an act around that. What Mole will then do is he will cast his scene of this act. He will then direct us in what we do in this scene. The only thing that we don't know, Mole, is what?
What we're going to do.
Exactly.
Before we continue, I would like to say that Mole Play is in no way associated with Mole Play the Game or the newly formed bakery product fiasco that we've been having, Perry's Toy Part Pies.
I don't know anything about that.
We made a Big Three thing, and there was a baker who used Mole Play, our idea for Mole Play of the kids eating toy parts. They made pies called Toy Part Pies.
Did not know this.
There's a lot of toy parts and fruit and candies in the pies, but unfortunately a lot of toy parts. And Perry's likeness was used on the cover box, unfortunately.
What?
Your face was on the box that they sold. It was sold mostly in Indonesia.
So they probably hate Perry.
Well, it's, dude, it's halfway across the world, okay? They, it was a mistake. They were supposed to be using my likeness. They took it off the Big 3 website. They used your likeness for Terry, for Perry's, and they made it Perry's Toy Part Pies.
Oh.
Anyway, Mole Play has nothing at all to do with Perry's Toy Part Pies. And if you've eaten any Toy Part Pies or if you've lost a loved one because of Perry's Toy Part Pies, send all inquiries to Perry. He's left his P.O. box before. He's moving from the place in Reseda to a new apartment, and send any inquiries.
Well, according to UA Craig, that's a line.
Canoga Park, California, 91305.
Exactly. Any legal action against Perry for Perry's Toy Part Pies should be sent there. Okay, in the meantime, let's get on to today's Mole Play. It's New Year's Eve. Prepare to go to hell upside down. The SS Poseidon Adventure is about to get struck by a 90-foot wall of water.
Oh, my God.
Scaremaster, you are Captain Leslie Nielsen. You're about...
Leslie Nielsen?
You're Captain Leslie Nielsen, Scaremaster. And, okay. And you see the wall of water, and you have to warn the passengers. Dan.
I would rather be Captain Jerry Lopez.
He's the, look.
And grab a surfboard and surf that wave, dude. Rather go surfing. 90 feet. That's it, baby.
This is funny to you, Perry.
Dan, you are Scaremaster who's up visiting the bridge with your doggy. And you're praying, and you're so scared, and you need to find solace from the... And Scaremaster needs to find solace with the with his little Lord lapdog and the captain. The captain sees the wall of water approaching the SS Poseidon as midnight strikes in Mole Play.
Puppy dog! You're so lonely!
Hey!
What are you fucking doing?
Get inside!
What do you want from me?
Get inside! Get inside the cabin and grab protection.
What is the matter? I don't understand it. I'm just trying to take a little peaceful walk with my doggy.
There's a 90-foot wall of water that's going to...
Yeah, a 90-foot wall of water.
Oh, my God.
They realize it's going to hit, and they grab each other.
Look, he's got this little dog. I don't want him to grab each other.
Oh yeah, let me tell you this. I don't want him to touch the dog.
I don't want him.
Three of them hug each other.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Mole,
hug the dog.
Mole, before you do this, before you take the dog, I'm just saying I don't want no. Don't touch this because you're trying to make it a javel.
Oh, Grodd.
Oh, Grodd. What's a Grodd?
I mean,
Grodd. Is that some kind of thing? Is that where he goes to pray?
Oh, Grodd.
Oh my God. You guys are a bunch of fucking morons. And despicable. Oh. And
I'll take Pepsi. Give me a Pepsi. Hey, Pepsi.
Oh, look at Mole. Mole's adorable. He's Snow White the puppy.
Mole play.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm having so much fun watching you with the puppy baby.
Too soon.
It was over 10 years ago.
I know, but it still seems like yesterday. Puppy what babies.
Do you remember that?
Puppy babies.
What are you talking about?
What you did is we had a puppy scam baby. With Mole, and you had these puppy babies that you were selling.
I wasn't selling any.
We puppy had a scam. Babies. Mole, do you remember the puppy babies?
Yes.
What do you remember about that?
I remember one time I was watching a stag movie. And I was all alone, my pants were down,
lies.
I fell asleep, and I woke up, and a dog was licking my hand. My dog was licking my hands, and then she was licking herself, and then she got pregnant. So she had my stuff on her tongue, and then she got pregnant.
You're
and then she
sick.
Had puppy babies that were half my dog and half me. And then I didn't know what to do with them, so I told you, and you told Scaremaster, and then Scaremaster said he was going to drown them all. And then you said you're going to get away from a supermarket.
No, this is true.
And then you said, and then Scaremaster said
scam
he was going
to pulled on him.
Scaremaster said he was, if I didn't give him $10,000, he was going to tell the press that I had puppy babies. And then Dan took the puppy babies and gave me good families.
You don't remember that?
No.
It was a scam we pulled on him. We tried to get money.
You mean a scam you pulled?
Well, you were part of it.
Because you tried to talk me into something that I don't do, and that's bullshit people for money.
You don't bullshit people for money.
No, I don't scam people.
You're the
like
biggest
you do.
Scam artist
ever. I'm not a scam
Perry,
artist.
You're a lying scam
I'm
artist.
I'm a lying scam yes. artist?
Yes, you are.
Why would you call me a lying scam artist?
Because you've done everything.
What are you doing? Where's my puppy? Where's my puppy, baby? Where's my puppy, baby?
They kiss.
Kiss me.
Fuck you.
Kiss me.
Fuck you.
It's New Year's Eve kiss. I mean, like a New Year's Eve kiss.
It's midnight. Kiss me.
Skimmer, you're so stuck up, dude. That's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
What is he doing? He's unprofessional as fuck. You think I want to kiss you?
You want to shove your tongue down my throat?
No, I don't. This is the only, wait, what's the dog doing? What's the dog doing to you? All right. Let me just close out the show and we'll say goodbye. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1. That's also my Instagram. If you want to get in touch with me on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris, and that's my Vine address as well. Perry?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter. Perry F as in Frank Caravello on Facebook.
Mole?
Hey, I'm the real Malinsky on Twitter. Someone get this Lord dog off of me.
It's a little Snow White dog.
Well, anyway, you can catch me every night over at the World Famous Comedy Store. And don't forget, Monday nights, the Ding Dong Show on Death Squad. Come on down and see a Death Squad taping. All right, guys, put her there. Here we go. Big three. Goodbye.